Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming tonight. Let's think about those shepherds. It was a terrible job being a shepherd. It says that they were living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks at night. They'd be making sure that the sheep didn't stray, of course, but they would also be watching out for thieves and watching out for wild animals like wolves. And we know that that area, Bethlehem, near Jerusalem, there were a lot of shepherds, there were a lot of sheep. They bred the sheep for sacrifices at the temple in Jerusalem, just 6 miles or so away. So that's what the shepherds were doing, watching over these sheep who were going to be sacrificed in the temple at Jerusalem. And many Jews regarded the shepherds as among the lowest of the low. They were unclean peasants. Because of the nature of their work, they got dirty. They touched stuff you weren't supposed to touch. They couldn't keep the Sabbath. It's very difficult keeping the Sabbath if you're looking after somebody else's sheep. They couldn't keep all the religious rules about cleanliness and washing and attendance at the religious festivals and so on. So shepherds were the lowest of the low in Jewish society. And Luke tells us that it was the shepherds who heard first. There were priests in the temple at Jerusalem just down the road. You know, who had been to university. There was the high priest and his very rich family. There were other religious professionals in Jerusalem, rabbis, legal experts, professional scribes who spent their lives poring over the scriptures. But the angel came to the shepherds with the good news of the birth of Jesus. And Luke's telling us here that you don't have to be posh for God to be concerned about you. You don't have to be clever for God to be concerned about you. You don't have to be religious for God to be concerned about you. The message of the angels was for everybody. Jesus has come for everybody. That's what this story means. Unto you, and it means you shepherds, unto you shepherds has been born a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. So the shepherds were the first to hear. What did they hear? Good news. That word good news, evangel, from which we get the word evangelical, that word good news was a word used in Bible times for really great news. You know, the news that the whole world should hear about, like a victory in battle, or the birth of an heir to the throne. That's what the word gospel means. And the angels brought this good news to the shepherds. And they said that the Saviour has been born. A Saviour has been born. That word Saviour was one of the titles that the Roman emperors at the time used to like to use about themselves. The Emperor Augustus called himself the Saviour of the world. Many other Roman emperors who would come after Augustus, call themselves the Saviour of the world. They actually engraved that on Roman coins. And Luke is telling us that they aren't the Saviours of the world. They're just fakes. They're counterfeits. They're frauds. The real Saviour of the world, the real Emperor, was being born in Bethlehem that night. He is the Saviour who will save us from our real enemies, sin, that ruins our lives, that ruins our marriages, guilt, death, that ruins everything. We need a Saviour from those things. And the good news to these shepherds was that this Saviour, who is Christ the Lord, had been born. Peace on earth. The Roman emperors used to talk about the Pax Romana, the Roman peace. The Romans kept peace by force of arms. This Saviour will bring peace, real peace, peace with God, peace of heart, peace of conscience, real peace, peace amongst people of all races and nations and backgrounds. That's the peace we experience when we come under the rule of Jesus Christ. So the shepherds heard the good news. What did they do next? Well, they checked out what they'd been told. They hurried off to Bethlehem. Let's go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And you can imagine them going through the streets of Bethlehem saying, has there been a baby born in this street tonight? Or knocking on a door and saying, any babies in this house? They may have come across one or two new babies in Bethlehem that night. But they only came one that was lying in a manger. They only came across one who was lying in a manger. And when they found that one who was lying in a manger, they knew it was the right one. Let's go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And sure enough, they found the baby lying in a manger, wrapped in cloths. They wanted to know if the message was true or not. And they found that it was when they looked into it, when they investigated it. Have you ever seriously tried to find out if the good news about Jesus is true? I mean, really seriously tried to find out. You know, given some time to it. Have you ever really looked into it? Here at Pastorate Church, we put on regular Christianity Explored sessions. We meet for 6 or 8 evenings. We watch a DVD run by a chap called Rico Tice, who was one of the ministers of a big church down in London, an Anglican church down in London. And he's put this course together called the Christianity Explored. And it's on DVD. So we watch the DVD. And he explains what Christianity is and why Christians believe it and what difference it makes. We've got 2 Christianity Explored sessions starting in January. One on January the 7th and one on January the 8th. The one on January the 7th is in the home of Joe and Martin Varley. The one on January the 8th is here at church in the morning of January the 8th. And it's especially for ladies with young children. And there's a creche provided. So you can come and leave the children in the creche, then go into the Christianity Explore session, then come back and collect the children. The child minders are wonderful child minders. They're all well-trained child minders. Your children will be absolutely all right with them. One of them is my wife. She's okay. And they'll look after the children. And if you are interested in joining a Christianity Explored, then ask somebody from the church about one of those 2 Christianity Explored sessions. And if neither of those are convenient for you, well, say, look, I'd like to be in a Christianity Explored, but neither of those are convenient for me. We'll put another one on for you. Even if it's only for one person, we'll do it. Because we want everybody to know about the good news of Jesus Christ. The shepherds didn't just take the angel's word for it. They checked it out for themselves. And when they checked it out for themselves, they found that it was true. And once the shepherds had found out for themselves, they became the first Christian evangelists. Luke is telling us something wonderful here. You don't have to be special to spread the word. You don't have to be special to tell people about Jesus Christ. The shepherds spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And I think that Luke is telling us here that when anyone finds Jesus, they instinctively want to tell others about him. And that's why we have carol services. And that's why the church is growing all over the world. Did you know that? Don't believe everything you read in the papers. The church is growing all over the world. There are more Christians in the world today than there has ever been in history. There are more Anglicans in Nigeria than there are in America and England and the United Kingdom put together. Now, the church is growing all over the world. The fact that it's not growing in this country, and it is actually in some churches in this country, but the fact that it's not growing in this country doesn't mean to say that it's not growing in other countries. And the fact that it's not growing in this country simply means that this country is missing out on something extremely important. And just look at the state of this country as well. Okay, so when people hear, and when people seek, and when people find, they want to go and they want to tell like these shepherds. So again, thank you for coming tonight. Thank you, kids, for listening quietly. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that you don't call us to be Christians by ourselves, You call us to be Christians with other Christians, other people who love Jesus and who trust Jesus and are looking forward to seeing him and being with him one day. Thank you that we can encourage one another, pray for one another, help one another. And Lord, we just pray especially for the work of Christians Against Poverty at this church. We pray for all those who have been helped by us this year, who have contacted us for help with this huge problem of debt. And some are being helped and getting things sorted out. And we thank you for that. And Father, we thank you that you are a God who cares about us in our need. We're all debtors. We've all left undone those things that we ought to have done. We're all debtors to you, God. And yet through Jesus, through his death on the cross, you have cancelled our debts and you offer us forgiveness. We do thank you for that. We thank you for the gospel. We thank you for Christmas. We thank you that it's so often a family occasion. And we pray that all of us will have a great family time together during this Christmas time. Bless all those who are travelling, especially in this bad weather. Keep them safe, we pray. Part us now with your blessing. Shall we say the grace together? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.